I hope you're doing well. We've got huge silver news. I've got three stories to go over. Silver is blowing up. It had a little dip, but I think it may stick around this 60, mid-60s range for a little bit. Got a lot of this to cover. Don't ask any questions about this. I may or may not have a live puma in there. Or wait, panther. I always get them wrong. I'm sorry. Calm down. I'm just trying to make some cologne here. All right. Let me know what movie that's from, and here we go. Oh, real quick, Tax Planning 101 sale, links down below. If you want to start learning how to plan ahead for taxes this year and next year and every year forward and how to save tons of money in taxes, and trust me, your CPA doesn't tell you half the stuff that's in that course. All right, here we go. Entrada founder, this is huge, buys 350,000 ounces of silver at the $57 dip. Now, I'm going to read this first and I got some thoughts, but I do want your opinion. Type one if you wish you had enough money to buy 350,000 ounces. I'm so curious how much that costs. I didn't do the math. Can you guys do me a favor and type it down below real quick? I'm curious. All right, here we go. The Entrada entrepreneur shared his latest physical silver purchase last week amid market volatility, shifting from miners to real metal as a safeguard against economic uncertainty. Enthusiasts celebrated the move, joking about storage for 24,000 pounds and drawing parallels to the Hunt Brothers 1980 market play. While some skeptics predicted a correction, silver has rallied over 100% this year on demand from solar panels, electronics, and investors, hitting 45-year highs above 64 before easing to 62. 45-year highs? Who's high? Who's making this crap up? Yeah, it's a 45-year high. You're like, no, it's an all-time high. Let's just, can we type two if you agree with that? It's an all-time high. Like, who writes this crap? See, that's what happens when AI gets involved. AI is just like, I heard it somewhere. I saw it somewhere. It was in some dark portal. So I just spit it out. And everybody believes AI. It's an all-time high. All right. So yes, storing silver gets really expensive. Holy cow. Here comes the sun. Da, 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 da. Just popped right up. It's like, hey, ninja, how you doing? So I've got like this Zorro thing going. So we're just going to roll with this. I'm Batman. All right. So that's cool. He bought a bunch of silver, but I want you to understand, this is what David Bateman said. This is the founder of Entrada. He said, I bought 350,000 ounces of physical silver last week during the dip at 57, up 8.6% already. Can't stop, won't stop, buying more next week. Grateful for the slam today. This gentleman has been buying precious metals for some time. So this isn't like breaking news. It's a lot of silver, but it's not breaking news. I'm Batman. All right, let's do this. Next story. Hey, look, yeah, I got it right. Silver hits record $64 as gold nears $4,400 high. Now, you remember my call for $5,000 gold? I said I wouldn't be surprised if it hit $5,000 by this year. I still wouldn't be surprised. All right. But again, I'm not out buying it right now because I'm Batman. You guys get it. I'm not buying it. We already bought our gold and silver. We're moving on to other things. And I still am in a Bitcoin bull market mentality. So I'm slowly buying during this drop like it's candy. Says here, spot gold traded over $4,293 an ounce late Friday, up over 62% in 2025. Silver hovered near $62.50 after peaking at $64.72. Man, I don't think silver peaked early, just so you know. This isn't like high school. Silver's got a long way to go. But I do believe it's going to come down during this next stock market sell-off in January. That's my prediction. Don't listen to me. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a dork making videos with his puma. Cougar. Dang it, what are you? He's black. I don't know. He's in there. Don't call PETA. The Federal Reserve's quarter point rate cut down to 3.5 to 3.75%. This is why this is going on. And plans to buy $40 billion in treasury bills. This is the Federal Reserve because we're in trouble. See, that's what happens when we're in trouble. The Fed lowers rates and they buy T-bills. Woo! Anybody in your family? Well, you know, here, check this out. There's a super chat right now. Thank you for that. To clarify, they say, considering the devaluation of the dollar, you can't consider that. And I mean this respectfully. The dollar is always worth total crap. Type yes or no if you agree with that. Ever since the creation of the dollar, they go, hey, let's make some, I don't know, I got all kinds of paper. Hey, let's use this thing and let's make some money. It's going to be total crap. And we're going to sell it to them. This is what happened during the Bible times when the money changers were selling things in the church. Most people that go to church don't understand this. They weren't selling things. They were buying real assets like land, farm animals, whatever else they did back then in Jesus's time when he was walking the earth. And they were trading it for paper crap money. It was actually not on paper. It was on papyrus. But you get the point. That's why Jesus literally went outside. He was so pissed off, he fashioned a whip and went inside and started whipping. Man, you got to be pissed to take the time to build a whip. It would take a long time. So it's always been going down in value. But silver goes up and down versus the dollar throughout time. So these are the real reasons why it's going up right now. Because people are concerned with their purchasing power. And the Fed's in trouble. But they're not really in trouble because they use sorcery to convince people that they know everything. And you want to know why? You know what the easiest way that they use their sorcery to take over? They just wait. Everybody panics. I'll give you an example. I talk about crypto, right? I got all these coins that I set up and I picked. And they're like 80% of them I'm down on right now because the market's down, the entire market down, and everyone's freaking out and selling. They're capitulating selling. I'm buying more. I don't give a rip. You'll see. I did the exact same thing with XRP when it went from 2 cents to $3 and change. And then guess what? It crashed all the way to 18 cents. I sold my house and bought it then. I'm doing the same thing now. You'll see in a couple years, you'll all see. And that's what the Fed does. They sit back and they wait till the very end when everything's freaking out and they start buying. I'm Batman. I can't stop doing it. I just look at myself right now. I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at your comments. I got the black. I'm Batman. Love Batman, the Lego movie. I'm not afraid to admit it either. Look, this is probably where we should say sayonara. If you want the tax planning 101 course, man, most people don't even understand the tax code. They just give all their stuff to H&R Block or a CPA and think they know it all. And they're leaving out all these valuable things that they could be writing off or starting massive, crazy, awesome retirement accounts. But hey, I don't know what to tell people. I just want to see you get very super successful. And you get super duper successful by starting with taxes, because taxes suck and I don't want to pay them. So I just pay as little as possible, as legally as amount and as a lot. I'm out of here. The ninja needs some more coffee. I'm going.